are listening to KCAW Sitka, and in celebration of Poetry Month, we'd like to share today's poetry moment with you.
I have a whole series of poems that I've written for people's weddings, and this is, I think, the first one I wrote. And I wrote it for Lisa Bush and Davy Lubin. It has a little epigraph from William Stafford, who was a great hero of mine. It's called Accidental Blessings. Others have come in their slow way into my thought, and some have tried to help or hurt. Ask me what difference their strongest love or hate has made. What the river says, that is what I say. That's from Ask Me by William Stafford. And my poem is, on the afternoon he died, Bill Stafford wrote a note to his wife on the back of a photograph. He was at his desk feeling fine, his friends later said. I have always loved you, he wrote on the picture of her, taken some 40 years before, and then he laid down. Dorothy poked into the berries and the blades of the blender, bit the spoon, spattering red pulp around the room. Bill, she said, can you come help me? But of course he couldn't. That this life is a collision of accidental blessings makes it no less precious or determined. We know that the water rises from the oceans, is blown against the mountains, then drops into the streams. But remember, there is no sense in this, and none of the rules that come after matter to those frantic falling waters. This is anarchy, this blessing of rain. This is what your love is, and what we are here to celebrate, the lucky, unexpected meeting that somehow comes to ground. So this is what the river says, rain and rock, our souls, the voices of the grasses on the bank, dipper and junco, each moment filling the cup of right now, each kiss a small sip, mud and dying fish, bears and smolts, trout and bushes, salmonberry, blueberry, huckleberry, nagoonberry, thimbleberry, cloudberry. Enough pure sweetness in this life to compensate for anything, anything, including death. And this, my dear friends, is what I say. In this wet country, love may not always be enough, but eventually it will fill everything left open.
John Straley is a novelist, poet, and private investigator. He has been in Sitka since 1977 with his wife Jan Straley, a prominent whale biologist. The two live in a little greenhouse by Old Sitka Rocks. This has been Poetry Moment from KCAW.